You're listening to Mix Comic Podcast.
Your host, Mick.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Mick. Today is September 14th, 2015, and I try to put out at least one podcast a month on the 15th covering Superman, Batman, or one of the DC essentials. So far, it's only been Superman since he's my favorite, and I just enjoy talking about him more than any other. Today's episode is going to be my first Quick Mick episode. These are lighter episodes I can do to cover more books from time to time, In addition to other episodes, the other episodes I normally do. Most of the time, these Quick Mick episodes will be light on synopsis and won't have many of the other segments that I normally do. This is the first of two or three Quick Micks in a series. More on that later. And this is because we are leading up to Superman, Lois, and Clark. It's coming out next month. It's a mini-series they're doing. That's spinning out of the Convergence event from this past summer and the little comic crossover event. And it was a main event. It had some tie-ins, not crossovers. But anyways, it was written by Dan Jurgens, and this Convergence, or the Superman, Lois, and Clark that's coming out of Convergence, that story's going to be written by Dan Jurgens. And for me, there's really no one better to write a post-crisis Superman story, because that's who this is. It's the Superman from the Lois and Clark Convergence storyline was the post-crisis Superman who was the Superman from 1986 through about 2006, maybe 2009, depending on how you look at it. Or maybe 2011. Sorry. So I'm looking forward to that storyline coming out. So I'm going to do a few little quick mix to try to bring everybody up to speed on where we are on that. And so before we cover that and setting it up, that's where this podcast comes in. This is prologue part one to Superman, Lois, and Clark. I'll be covering Superman and Flashpoint, as well as Superman and the Flashpoint Project Superman tie-ins that were made with that. And here's my usual spoiler warning now. I'm going to try and not spoil the Flashpoint or Convergence event, like the main storyline of them. And honestly, I'm not sure how you spoil the Convergence event. I'm not even sure anything really happened, except that now that it's over, people can tell stories from any continuity that's existed before, and that's supposed to be okay now. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what all happened. I enjoyed a lot of the tie-ins in Convergence. They were a lot of fun. But the main story leaves me wanting less, I guess. I'm not sure, but no. It didn't really tell a whole bunch there. Anyways, I will be spoiling the Superman portions of the main Flashpoint story, as well as Project Superman, in the next prologue. So, without further ado, this is a quick mic. Let's move on to the key points in Superman, key points from Superman's appearances in Flashpoint. I skimmed the Flashpoint issues numbered 2 to 5 to find any references to Superman, and let me give you just a brief synopsis, or not synopsis, lead up to Flashpoint. The very beginning of Flashpoint, the storyline, is basically Flash wakes up, and it's Barry Allen Flash. He wakes up and he doesn't have his powers. He's in a different reality than he's used to, and he's trying to figure out what all is going on. So I skimmed Flashpoint issues 2 to 5 since number 1 really doesn't have anything about Superman in it. And unless if you did find something in there about Superman in the first issue or before the one I'm going to say, please write in and let me know at mickginger0@gmail.com. I'd love to see any Easter eggs I missed. But anyways, Flash says to someone, in the spirit of no spoilers, I'm not going to say who, this is the first mention I've heard of Superman in Flashpoint. He says to someone, so we move on to the big guy, Superman, the sole survivor of a planet called Krypton. He's the most powerful being on Earth. The rocket that brought him here would have landed around the same time. Well, yeah, I'll leave that there. That's a little bit of a spoiler. But anyways, yeah, it would have landed about, 25, 30 years ago. And so that's the first mention we have of Flash talking about Superman, because eventually they're going to go looking for him. Later, Flash learns a rocket actually struck Metropolis around that time, 25, 30-ish years ago, and destroyed a dozen city blocks, and there were 35,000 people killed. So instead of, the rocket landing in Smallville and Mom, Pa, Kent finding him, he landed right in the densely populated urban area. And the government claims it was a terrorist cell from South America, which they go on into more about how this universe is different and how that leads to an invasion of South America, which is just very different from our world, our current world, I guess, right now. Flash and team find out that after the rocket was taken, it was transferred to a secret underground facility underneath Metropolis. It was called Project Superman, and there is something inside they call Subject One. Later on, Flash and his team find where Superman is being held, and they go to rescue him. And while there, and I'm trying to not talk about the team, because if you haven't read Flashpoint, I'm going to do a little bit of a review on it later, but in this quick make. But yeah, you should go read it. It's a pretty good event as far as they go. So I'm trying to, when I say Flash and team, I'm trying to stay away from all the any kind of stuff that might tip you into what's going on. Other than the Superman stuff, of course. Flash and his team, when they find where Superman's being held, they go to rescue him. They're walking through the bunker, and you see them pass a lab, and the lab's labeled Subject 2, and it's got glass on the outside so they can see through. And you can see that there's like a dog skeleton and like a rocket and stuff. And this made me really sad the first time I read it. And I don't know, I just remember staring at it and wondering, man, it's so sad, what happened to poor Crypto? But it's tough. And for a comic. The team arrives in front of a giant chamber in this underground bunker with the Superman symbol, and when they open it up, they find a skinny, hair-disheveled Superman standing in like a position with light shining his shadow up on the wall and ceiling behind him, and it's just in the way to try to make him look even more weird and alien, maybe. And one of the team says, "This is the most powerful being on the planet." And it's just funny because he's so scrawny and you're used to, big Superman who doesn't look all scared like this guy looks. And Flash remarks that he doesn't think that he's ever seen the sun because he's pale and doesn't have many muscles, I guess. But anyways, they escape with Superman. They take him away whenever they're getting chased by people with guns and stuff. And they're running him out. Eventually they make their way out of a sewer, of course, because that's where there's always these sewers you can get out of in these places. And the sun hits Subject One, or Superman, for maybe the first time. And when it happens, they notice he starts to levitate, starts to hover immediately. And they're like, whoa, he's flying. And so his eyes start to glow and he burns some rifles out of some bad guy's hands. And then he just takes off, shoots off into the sky and he's gone, leaving the team alone. And one of the teams is like, there goes your big savior. And that's the gist of Superman in the Flashpoint main storyline. Now there is a tie-in called Project Superman, which goes more in depth, and I'm going to do a quick mic on that next time. But let me continue on. I've got a little bit more here about my thoughts in the spoiler review, spoiler-free Flashpoint review. I remember being real excited to see Superman return to help Flash and the team. In issue 4, because what I just talked about at the end, that was the end of issue 3. I remember being really excited to see him come back, what he's going to do. But was really disappointed when he didn't return in quite the way I wanted, I guess I'd say. Another note, Cal being scared and just not exuding that authority we normally see with Superman. That was jarring to me the first time I read it. And it's still pretty powerful going back and looking at it, just because he's so just not Superman. Not that he's a bad guy or not that he's mean or weak. He's just scared and obviously he's been prodded on for a long time. I was really in the Flashpoint when it was happening and I thought a lot about it in the weeks in between. And I remember imagining what it must have been like for Superman for 25 to 30 years locked up and experimented on. in the ways that, you know, Jonathan Kent from Smallville was often vocally afraid about that happening to Clark. You know, what if the government finds you and what if they do, you know, things to you? I just remember thinking about that. And I'll talk about the cover. I think it's Project Superman. It's number one or two, where it's just a picture of that glass wall in front of him, and he's just got his hand on it, banging on the window door. And I just remember thinking, like, man, what has happened to this poor guy? And I've got a favorite line I wanted to share. It's from Flashpoint number three, and Flash is asked, what if he was kept in prison for a reason? And Flash says, I know him, and I can say with all confidence that no matter where he was raised, he is a good person. And so that's just good to see, you know, Flash knows that much about Superman, and you know, he could be raised in some crazy government lab like this, and he expects him to be still a good person because he knows the heart of Superman. And I can also do a quick good, bad, and ugly for the story. Good, bad, ugly, and great. G-Bug. The lead-up was really good, going into finding Superman. I enjoyed that. The bad, the ending, including Superman's part in it, left you feeling incomplete. And that I wanted more, but not in the good kind of way of, like, wanting more, you know, when something leaves you like that. It was just pretty pitiful. The ugly, poor Crypto, wasn't ugly in a storytelling piece kind of way. I just hated to think of Crypto being tested on or whatever happened to him in this story. And the great, how Flash thought of Superman, just like that line earlier. That was a great part of the story that I really enjoyed. And as far as a spoiler-free review of Flashpoint itself, the story started off really strong. Like, so strong, I was pretty much blown away. The story was intriguing. Andy Kubert's art was amazing, especially Batman's two-page spread in issue one. I remember where I was, like, in my breakfast nook, and I was reading it, and I was just marveling at that spread, just sitting there looking at it, and there's so much detail all over it, and the coloring is great. And in the middle of the story, it started to fail. And as well as all the side pieces that were going on, it's just, they didn't hold my attention like I was expecting they would. And once you make it past Superman's part and Flashpoint 3, it really falls apart for me. The lead up to the final battle and the final battle itself are a complete mess. And maybe it was supposed to be that way, I don't know. But in the last issue, at the very beginning where Flash is meeting his nemesis for this story, and they face off, and they kind of talk back and forth, that's a bright spot in the story towards the end, because there's not a whole lot there that I like in the last two issues, because it's a five-issue story. But I did enjoy that bit. But yeah, the final battle for the world, or whatever, is awful. However, the after-battle parts, just before and just after the post-Flashpoint universe is set up and created, it saves it for me a little bit. Maybe just because I'm a sucker, and you'll just have to read it to see it. But in my opinion, those poignant moments in the very last few pages are very, very good. But in my opinion, it's the series is worth reading for all of issue one. Worth reading for just that issue. The parts of the Superman one, number three, and the last few pages of the story after the final fight scene. It's worth reading it just for those points, but there's also some good stuff in there you can find. And a little admin note here. Mark, thanks for writing in for the last episode. I will be reading your latest note and any others you send in or anybody sends in the next full installment. And thanks for writing in as always. You can write into the show by emailing me at mickginger0@gmail.com. You can also tweet to me at mickginger0. And this pretty much sets us up for the Quick Mick Prologue Part 2 to Superman and Lois and Clark, which will be covering Superman, our Flashpoint, Project Superman, those three tie-ins, which are great. I'm Mick, and you've been listening to My Comic Podcast. Come back next time for Project Superman and Convergence Superman, Lois and Clark, which will be Prologue 3, and talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening to Mick's Super Comics Cast. If you would like to send feedback to the show, you can email me at mickginger0@gmail.com and I'll read your mail on the show in the feedback section. You can find the show on Facebook, just search for Mix Comic Cast, or click the link in the show notes. Special thanks to Kevin MacLeod for allowing the show to use his song, Our Story Begins. This has been a MicRed Network production. Find this show and many others at micred.com.